ambitious cocky on our wayside. Shukayach to everyone for coming. Bracha of Tshuva in Shemini Esrei. Tashim Yenu Bimlis or Asecha. Chorin Malkin or Lai Asecha. Shemini Mishua Shlema for Nelma. So it seems that the Abdoma to Tshuva is Hashim Yenu Bimlis or Asecha. So it's very appropriate that in Elo, less than 2 weeks away from Rosh Hashanah, gathered here for Tyra, which is the prelude and the Hakdama, Achshven B'Shua Shlema Fanecha. And asked me to speak about the Inuzman Kriyashma. So several Ha'aris, but before we get into the Inuzman Kriyashma, it's important to understand what the Mitzvah Kriyashma is. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Zelashayne, Mahamitzvah Ha'asiris Yishu Tzivonu Likre Kriya Shema V'chol Yoyim Abritz B'Shabbos. The Mitzvah say the right and to read Kriya Shema twice a day. Shachas V'Arbis. V'obri Yisvala V'ibar Tabo B'Shiftecho B'Visecho V'Lechtecho Anerch V'Shoch B'Chol B'Kamecho. That's the Mokor of the Mitzvah say the right of living Kriya Shema twice a day. The Rambam continues in Hilchos Kriya Shema de Yada Chazaka, Pamay b'chol yom keren k'shma shenem b'boker b'erev b'boker shenemar v'shach b'chol b'chumecha v'shach shederek b'nei yad v'shalach min, when people go to sleep, that's Kriya Shema shal arvis v'shach shebenei chanukha oivdin v'zeh v'yayim. And then the Rambam goes and says what you have to read, the Shalosh Parsiyos, Shema, Vayim Shema, and Vayomer. And then the Rambam writes in Perek Beis, Akeres HaShema V'loi Kimei Libay, the Pasuk Rishon Shehu Shema Yisrael Lo Yotzei Deichai Basay. Vashar V'loi Kimei Libay Yotzei. So the Rambam says a person has to have Kavanah to be able to the Mitzvah Kriya Shema. So the Rashba, the Beis Yosef means the Rashba, that what the Rama means over here, you have to have Kavana. This is not there are two types of Kavanas in Halacha. This concept of Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. That means a person has to have Kavana when I'm doing, I want to be Yosef. Which means I'm about to learn Kriya Shema, so there's a thing called Kavana. I want to be yaitzeh in the mitzvah. I pick a lulav. I have to have kavan. I want to be yaitzeh. The Rashba says that's not what the Rambam is speaking about over here. What the Rambam is speaking about is a different kavana. And that kavana is, you have to know what you're saying over here. You have to realize what you're saying. And what you're saying over here is two things. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Meaning, you have to be mechaved for the mitzvah of Achdus Hashem. There are sheish mitzvahs tmidius. There are six mitzvahs that are constant, 24/7, 365 a year. One of those is that a person has to believe in Achdus and Yichud Hashem. So, when do you do that? So, when you say Shema Yisrael, understand Klal Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem Echad, your Mekai, your Mechavin to be Yetzi, the mitzvah of Achdus Hashem. And then there's another aspect to the mitzvah of Krishma, and that's Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shamayim, that a person has to be Mechavin, and I accept that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Melech Malchei HaMelechim, and that he in fact knows about me and it exists in the world and cares about me. Hashem Elokeinu is Hashgacha Pratis. When a person lays Kriya Shema, he's been Mekayim several mitzvahs. Number one, he's been Mekayim a mitzvah called to read Kriya Shema Shachas V'Arvis. And he has to have Kavana for the words, which means Hashem Echad, Yichud Hashem. And number two, he has to be Mekabel all of all Malchus Shamayim. Hashem Elokeinu, the Ribbono Shel Olam, world runs the world. So with the Kriya Shema Rabbi saying you're really been Mekayim three mitzvahs. The mitzvah actually saying it, the reading of it, and what the implications are. Achdus Hashem and Kabbalas Olam HaShamayim. With that said, Rabbi, to the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simen Nun Ches, Sif Aleph, the Zman Kriya Shema Shal Shachwis Mishiyiras Chavera Harogel Imoy Tzas Berichuk Dalad Amis V'yakirenu V'nim Shag Zmana At Seif Himul Shos Shohu Reba Hayoy. So the mitzvah of Kriya Shema begins not at Aleis HaShachar. We'll talk about that in a minute. Aleis HaShachar Abaisai is when it's halach in the daytime. What's Aleis HaShachar? Aleis HaShachar is going to be sheet to 72 minutes before Netzachama. Netzachama this morning was 6:56 a.m. So 72 minutes before 6:56 a.m., that's Aleis HaShachar. That's when it's halachically day. So technically speaking, you should be able to go ahead and read Kriya Shema then the day. That's it. It's already daylight. But the Chum said, no, it has to be a little later than that. And that, what is that Zman? Zman Richuk, that you can recognize a person that you know not very well, which means there's people, if you know somebody very well, you can tell them from 500 yards away. But if you know someone somewhat well, when you can recognize them at the distance of Richuk of Al-Dalgamis, that's when the Mount of Kriya Shema begins. And Nimshach Hatzei Gimel shows Shehu Reba Hayyim. You have 3 hours, Rabbi Sainor, to lay Kriya Shema. Now, 3 hours over here, I'm sure you know, it's called Shos Manias, which means, doesn't mean necessarily 3 hours, 360-minute periods, 180 minutes. Today, ironically, Rabbi says September 22nd. September 22nd is the equinox. Today, Rabbi Isai, over the entire world, northern and southern hemisphere, the day is equal, almost perfectly 12 hours. Sun rose this morning at 6:56 a.m., and it sets this evening at 7:03 p.m. That's almost 7 to 7. It's almost 12 hours. So it's very easy to figure out what Shos Manias is. There are, in fact, 60 minutes, maybe 5 minutes off. But depends. In the winter time, a Shos Manias can be much shorter. In the summertime, they can be much, much longer. But that's the Zman of Kriya Shema Gimel Shos. So therefore, this morning, when the sun, it's 3 hours from the day that the day begins. Now, the Mishnah Berurah writes over here that at last the Mishnah Berurah explains what a friend is, someone that's like you know him, you don't know him very well, but you know him well to recognize him within 3 hours. So the Mishnah Berurah, why is this true? Which means, not everybody gets up at Aleis HaShachar. And therefore, we have to be the Zman Kima when we get up. Not everybody gets up at Aleis HaShachar. So the Chacham tells us, what is that Zman Kima? That begins when you can recognize someone 3 hours amas away. But Bidi Yavet, the Alocha Rabbeisa is, as soon as it becomes Aleis HaShachar, a person laid Kriya Shema Aleis HaShachar, and then Achinami, he's Yaitzi Bidi Yavet. Now, the Mishnah Berurah then writes over here a very important thing. Mishnah Berurah talks about a case that you're on a trip, okay, you're going somewhere, and you have to leave early. You want to leave early because you're worried about bandits, robbers, ganovim, whatever it may be. So if you leave early enough, you can avoid this. If you go ahead and you stop, when it's regular time, you're afraid that you'll be attacked. So that's an example of the Mishnah Berurah says a case of an onus. I can't lay in Kriya Shema in its proper time because I'm going on a trip. I'll have to stop in the middle of the trip and I'm worried about bandits. So therefore, I want to be the Eved, you're allowed to read Kriya Shema early. Here is a very practical application of this halacha. The Sefer Nishmas Avraham, written by a very, very chashuv Talmud Chacham, Dr. Abe Avraham Abraham, who is a Talmud of Rosh Chodesh Zalman, and he wrote the Sefer called Nishmas Avraham on all, nearly all medical issues when he had Dalakok Shulchan Aruch. So he writes over here a very common case. You have to go ahead and have surgery, you know. So let's say you have to have surgery 7 o'clock in the morning. So the hospitals work. So they say, okay, you have to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning to prep you, okay? Now, once the operation starts, you're gonna be under anesthesia and you won't be able to do anything. So here, I have to be at the hospital at 5 o'clock in the morning. What am I going to daven and what am I going to put on talis and tefillin? Now it could be, depending on the time of the year, that 5 o'clock in the morning is before Alois HaShachar. Depending if it's in the winter, it's certainly before Alois HaShachar. And here the person wants to go ahead and he wants to daven, he's going under an operation. So what's he supposed to do? So the Nishma Savorim writes, he says, Azai, im efshe yisbal yisbal, im efshe yisgas yisbal mishol man ha-shachar ad yishtavach. So what you should do is start davening at Alois HaShachar Mamesh without your talis and tefillin. U'kishi yagi azman d'mishi yakir. So now, okay, you put a hamal to take you to learn the stuff from Brochus until Yishtabach, let's say it takes you 15 minutes, then already it's Misha Yakir. So then, after you finish Yishtabach, before you start Geitzeror, then you go ahead, you put on your talis and tefillin, you make a brocha. You did not make a brocha when you put on talis and tefillin because it's still too early, it wasn't Misha Yakir. But nevertheless, you're about to go and start the daven, because remember, from Alois HaShachar, it's already a halacha of day, so you're davening during the day. Except talis and tefillin, you're not going to do it for an extra 10, 15 minutes. And then he says, "Ukshiagi azman the mishiyaker yaniach tefillin talis and tefillin the yikre kriya shma v'oz mutaloy levorach al hatalis and tefillin." This is what you do. Go ahead, you start davening Birkas HaShachar at Alois Mamesh without talis and tefillin. Takes you whatever it is, take 10, 15 minutes. By then already it's Mishiyakir. Then after Yishtabach, you put in your talis and tefillin, you make a brocha and you get to the Chalat Deis. That's all well and good when in fact you have that much time. But he says, but let's say you can't wait till Alois HaShachar. The operation is earlier than that. So then he writes that you're allowed to go ahead and put on tefillin even before Alois HaShachar, which is still night. Aye, the halacha is, you're not supposed to wear tefillin at night. So the answer to that is, but the only reason you're not wearing tefillin at night, benison is lila isman tefillin. The reason we don't wear tefillin at night is zeira shema yerodeh, because we're afraid that you'll fall asleep. When a person's about to go into an operation at whatever it is, at 4:30 in the morning, we're not conscious that he's going to fall asleep. That's one thing we don't have to worry about. So over here, where the person has no brera, he's even allowed to put tefillin on before Alois HaShachar. Now, he can't make a bracha, because the Chacham told him it's not yet, it's a man tefillin, but you're allowed to go and to put it on. And Bidi Evan, Rabbi Isai. Bidi Evan. If the operation is so early and it's in the wintertime, you are allowed to say Kriya Shema, Im Birchei Seho, and Shmini Esrei after Aleis HaShachar. That's a big chiddush. And it's not an uncommon shaila. This happens to people all the time in the winter. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to daven? So if it's possible, wait until after Aleis HaShachar, and then start davening, and then get to Ishtabah, etc., like we said. But if that's not feasible, so then the halacha Rabbi Isai is, Bidi Evet, you can daven, you can put on tefillin, and you can daven from Aleis HaShachar on. That's a very, very big idea, Dika Halacha. Everybody got that? Okay, that's Ha'ora Aleph. Hora Beis, Rabbi Isai. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simen Yun Chasim Vov. Af al pi shezman nimshach ad seif hasho hagimel, imov hasho gimel leikora, kairi sub and birch haseha, kol shol dalet. Now, zman kriya shmaz gimel shows. Okay, let's say the day starts at 6 a.m. You have three hours, an hour at you can daven Kriya Shema 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 till 9 o'clock. After 9 o'clock, it's not Gimel Shavuos anymore. You missed Gimel Shavuos. You were mevatel the mitzvah saseh d'oraisa of Kriya Shema, which is not an easy thing. You know, I grew up in this yeshiva when Reb David Krumpler Zecher Tzadik Livracha was the Mashgiach. By him, missing Kriya Shema was from the Averus HaChamuris. And I remember a very famous shmuz that the Reb David was saying, this was an Elul, and he was complaining about people missing Kriya Shema. And he went and gave the shmuz and was screaming about the importance of Kriya Shema, and he said, I haven't missed Zman Kriya Shema, according to the Mogen Avraham, since he was on the wind. And right then there was a clap of thunder, and everybody shook, but his men were shook. So he instilled in everybody in that generation about how chomer it is to miss Zman Kriya Shema. But if 3 hours is over, you miss Kriya Shema. So it's off to Shulchan Aruch. If you miss Man Kriya Shema, okay, you're Mavatal Mitzasei Deraisa. But what do you do now? Well, Shulchan Aruch says you can go ahead and still say Kriya Shema Im Birchei Seho. Which means up until 10 o'clock you say Kriya Shema Im Birchei Seho. Now, how can you say Kriya Shema Birchei Seho? You're mevatel the mitzvah. This is called Birchei Kriya Shema. You're mevatel the mitzvah. So, sub to Shulchan Aruch, you can still say it until Shod Dalet. Shod Dalet Shlish Hayayim, Be'ein Lo Shum, Be'ein Lo Yischar Kekar Bezmana, Be'im Ovra Shod Dalet, V'lei Kora, Kora V'lei Birchei Seho Kol Hayayim. The Shulchan Aruch Paskens at Reisach. For 1 hour, 9 to 10, you can still lay in Kriya Shema B'Birchei Seho. You are not Mekayim in the midst of Kriya Shema. You blew that. But you can still lay in Kriya Shema B'Birchei Seho. Why? Zman Kriya Shema is over. So the Mishnah Berurah explains because B'Birchei Kriya Shema is not really a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema. If Birchas Kriya Shema would be a Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriya Shema, then you could not lay Birchas Kriya Shema because you are not the kind of mitzvah. Too late, too bad. But Zoch the Mishnah Berurah, Birchas Kriya Shema, Rabbi, is a chelik of tefillah. And there was man tefillah as until Dalet shows. So maybe that's why you can go ahead and you can still lay Kriya Shema in Birchei Seah up until 10 o'clock. Remember, your Mavatla Mitzvah Kriya Shema, and it's too late for that. And theoretically, you'd say, well, then you can't read Birchei Kriya Shema either. But the answer is that Birchei Kriya Shema is a chelik of Shacharis. And Shacharis goes until Dalet shows. And therefore, you can still lay Kriya Shema in Birchei Seah. But, the Mishnah Berurah says, after 10 o'clock, then you cannot lay Kriya Shema in Birchei Seah. You can lay Kriya Shema, the Indian of Kabbalah Zalman Shemayim, this and that, which is called Ayayin, Yichad Hashem, which is called Ayayin, but Nitzas Kriya Shema, you blow, and after Dalet shows, you can't even lay Birchei Kriya Shema, because Birchei Shema is up until 10, because it's the chelik of Tefillah, and Tefillah is till 12 o'clock. Now, that's how most places get paskin. After 10 o'clock, you cannot lay Kriya Shema in Birchei Seah. There is a very famous Mishkan Es Yaakov. The Mishkan Es Yaakov says that b'di'evad we know the halacha is you can lay in Davin Shacharis and Hilchat Seis. Davin Shacharis and Hilchat Seis. It's b'di'evad, etc., etc., even as a man tefillah, you can still Davin Shacharis and Hilchat Seis. The Mishkan Es Yaakov Shita is that since you can Davin Shacharis and Hilchat Seis, you can even say Kriya Shema Birchei Seah until Chatzos. Now that's a Das Yochid. The Mishnah Berurah brings this in the Bir Halacha. Shaddai Tanaita Lahachmiya B'di'evet Al Chatzos Kamo Gabi Tfila Dekaimo Al Kaman Shemovers Man Tfila Falpikin Isbal Al Chatzos Ayin Shom. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to look up whether Achen of Neswara with the Shulchan Aruch, whether you are Seimech on the Mishkan Es Yaakov as well, or like a Katyan, do you know if you're Seimech on the Mishkan Es Yaakov? What?
You're not.
Okay, well, forget that then. But if in the meantime you decide to convert to Ashkenazish, so then Erechinami. But the Shulchan Aruch says, no, you can't. And usually you go after the Shulchan Aruch. And over here, not only Shulchan Aruch, but most Paiskim are Machmir. So Lamaisa for you it's not Nagir, but for an Ashkenazi, he can lay in Korn Kishkas and Yankiv, he can daven until Chatzais, and he can even say Birchas Kriya Shema.
So how do you explain Lo Yafsi?
What?
How do you explain Lo Yafsi?
Of the Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah.
Mishkanas Yankiv argues. Okay, so here Rabbi Yisai is a Gevaldige Chiddush from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. I have hesitancy in saying this Chiddush from Rav Shlomo Zalman because I know that I can't believe that Rav David would agree to this. And since I was Mechunach from Rav David Zatzal, so. But the Sefer from the Hanchokas from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Archas Rabbeinu, etc. He says a gevaldige chiddush. Yesh loden b'rayas chaver yoshan kishahasha kreiva l'seiv zman kriya shma ay tfila imutal olav l'hapitzoy kidei shiyaspik l'kayim ha-mitzvah. So you're in the dormitory. There's a guy who's still sleeping and it's 10 minutes to nine. He has 10 more minutes to lay in Kriya Shema. Do you have to wake him up? Or maybe something closer to home. You have a son, a bar mitzvah bocher, he's ready bar mitzvah. He's sleeping in. It's 10 minutes before nine. Hasn't lain Kriya Shema. I am chuyv to wake him up so they can mekayim the mitzvah to say the raisa of Kriya Shema. Zokrib Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, והנה מצד הסבור נראה בורא דמיקרא דין בשעה שהאדם יושן אין עליו חיוב קריאה שמע בתפילה והרי עוז כשיטה גמרי. You don't have to wake him up because he's sleeping. And when a person is sleeping, he's put him in a mitzvah. And Rav Shlomo Zalman calls him Harei Oz Kesheita Gomer. And therefore, Lo Yonesh Al Zeh. Shlo Hispal Mishum Bitl Aseh Mishum De Onis Havoy. He's an honest. He's sleeping. He's put him in the mitzvah. Now that's why I say, I can't believe Rav David Zichrono Livracha would agree to that. Because he was to go ahead and wake up guys and then get up and Kriya Shema. You know? And here's another chiddush. A person is wearing a beged of dalet kanfos, which is chayiv mitzitzis. And he hasn't put on the tzitzis. So now he's being mavafel in mitzvah the same derice. He's wearing a bed of dalet kanfos without tzitzis. So for Shlaim Bezalman, b'chein aroi odem yoshin v'ol ha-begesh al dalet kanfos, ein ha-tzorek l'ha-irei, ki b'shozu ein olav shum chiv la-achol tzitzis. So Rabbi Achiv, who rak b'shoz shalom, and he's sleeping. That Rabbi says, amoy redik achidish. And he says one more example of this chiddush. Also, Kavala the chiddush. He says if a person is it's sukkah time, okay? And a person fell asleep on the couch. Not supposed to sleep. As sheen is aroich with the sukkah. So you have to wake him up to say, listen, get up. You're sleeping. You have to go this in the sukkah. Same chiddush. You don't have to do that. Because a person who's a yoshein is an honest and honest rachman of patri and is a din of a shaita and not mukhurim and mitzvahs. And that to me is an incredible chiddush. He brings a Gemara Masechta Brachos on Daf Yud Gimel that Rav Nachman said to his Eved, that go ahead and wake me up to lay in Kriya Shema the first pasuk. And he was, Rav Nachman was sleeping. He told the Eved to wake him up. He says, I'm a Furish Gemara. That Rav Nachman told his Eved to wake him up. So he says, there the Gemara is speaking about Misnamnim. Misnamnim is a person who's dozing off, you know, a little here, a little there, not fully asleep. But a person who's mamashi yoshein, a person who's a yoshein, is put him in a mitzvah, you don't have to wake him up, not for kriya shma, not for tzitzis, not for sukkah. Murdered chiddush. And one last chiddush, Rabbi Isai. Oh, by the way, I may add, it's a nice thing, it's a good thing, you should wake him up. Because Avada should make Kriyashma. Shlomo is up on the table, the attitude, who cares? No. Avadi, you should. Maybe therefore there's not such a machlekes between Rav David and Rav Shlomo Zalman. But when push comes to shove, you wouldn't be to wake him up. One last ha'ara. A sefer called Shabbos and Shulis L'Hoyrus Nosan. L'Hoyrus Nosan was written by a Yid named Rav Nosan Gestetner. It's a pesach in the name Rock. Shabbos and Shulis L'Hoyrus Nosan Nishal Ha'im Zman Kriyashma So Shachris, next Shav Kedobar HaMafurish B'Torah. We say that there's a thing called Zman Kriyashma. And if you looked at the Marmot Kaimis, you know that, how do we learn this? We learn off of a Pesuk, B'Shachbucho K'mecha B'Shosh B'nei Adam B'Yishen B'Shosh K'Kobi. We pass it like Rabbi Yeshua that people get up until Gilgul Shosh, certainly B'nei Malachim. So is that considered Mefurish in the Torah, the Zman Kriyashma? What does it say, Gimel Shows? It doesn't say Gimel Shows. What does it say? Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. The Gemara goes ahead and makes a drasha, what's called Zman Kima? So it's a machlekes, it's Zman Kima. When the first people get up, like Amud HaShachar, is Zman Kima where most people get up? Is Zman Kima when the name of Elohim get up? So Lamaisa, Allah, we paskin like that, not the Omer, that it's a few Gimel Shows, because most people get up then. Is that called Mefurish in the Kro? Which means, is that a Deraisa? Is that Mefurish? And even if you tell me it's a Deraisa, but is it Mefurish with Kro? Now, what's the Nafgimina? The Nafgimina is Lamasha Pasach al Shulchan Aruch. It's an interesting shaila. You know where this mocker is? Mocker abasis in Hilchas Yom Kippur. Hilchas Yom Kippur is Allah, you have to be meisim michol al kodesh. This is to say the right to be meisim michol al kodesh. But on Yom Kippur. You have to start Yom Kippur a few minutes earlier. You can't wait Mamish till Shkia a few minutes early. So the Gemara talks about Masech the Beah that there is a women that they go ahead and they open the shays and up until Mamish the Zman. So the Gemara talks about over there we have to go ahead and be Meicha. Tell you, wait, listen, it's Taisus Yom Kippur. It's a Deraisa. Because it says, the Gemara darshan says, you have to have Mireis Michal al HaKadosh. But it's a drasha. So the Gemara Yisoid over there in Masechta Sukkah, Masechta Yuma, is that unless it's Mefurish Bikra, you're not Meicha with people. Mutav Shiyu Shayin Vayim Mezim. If a person's eating something trave, you can't eat that, it's treif. Meichem b'yadak. But if something that's not mefurish b'kro, like, for instance, Taisus Yom Kippur, then we say the rule of mutav shiyu shaygig in valyum b'zid. Let them be ignorant, rather than to go ahead and to be over b'feirish. So his shaila is this halacha, Zman Kriyashma, which we've been talking about, Zman Kima, Zman Shiva, which the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, is that called Mefurish Bikro, black on white. Chazer is black on white. Shabbos is black on white. Shabbos is black on white. Taisus Yom Kippur isn't black on white, it's a drush. So is B'Shachbucha V'Fumecha, is that called black on white, Mefurish Bikro? But you have to be by that. Anyway, see, has a Gansa Rechus. And then he says at the end that she yitachin loymar shenachshav ki'ilu ke'eino mefurish b'tera. Sharei kosov v'daki meisha shezeh dover shakosov shezeh shedover hakosov mefurish b'tera tzorach limchais hanu mishum shebezeh vadei einem shaykikin. V'kei shleish lemer shedavka shere adover mefurish b'tera ein shum makum mefurish that's not considered before it's become meaning as follows. Why do you say Mutav Shiyu Shayin Vayim Mezidin? It's because people don't know. People don't know that it's a din of Taisus Yom Kippur. It's a drasha. The people, that's the Shkia, okay, that's the day. So chaser, you're not allowed to eat chaser, you're not allowed to eat crabs, you're not allowed to go ahead and drive on Shabbos. There's no force mikra. What about something that's not force mikra? So Rav Nosson Gishtepner's opinion is that this drasha of Shach Bachav Chamecho, which the more darshan, b'shoshman, elu kikomin, b'shar sheikman, that's not considered a force mikra. And therefore the halach would be that that's his understanding of the drasha of Shach Bachav Chamecho. Okay, Rabbi Isai, that's it. I want to wish everybody a ksiva taiva. Pardon my havara, Ashkenazit rather than Sephardi, but I get confused if I try speaking in Lashon Sephardi. Okay. Shana tov.